In the 1940s, gonorrhea became resistant to antibiotic sulfa drugs. By the 80s, the STD also developed resistance to penicillin and tetracycline. As recent as 2007, fluoroquinolones lost effectiveness. Well, now doctors have just one recommended treatment left. But CDC epidemiologist Dr. Robert Kirkcaldy says gonorrhea is starting to show resistance to it.
And why that's particularly concerning is that there aren't really any new drugs that are readily available for the treatment of gonorrhea.
Kirkcaldy says no treatment failures have been recorded in the U.S. yet. The CDC is calling on pharmaceutical companies and researchers to step up drug development efforts before gonorrhea becomes untreatable. Jim Burris, WABE News.